With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. More than 15,000 USDA employees have taken one of the Trump administration's two financial incentive offers to leave the agency. That according to a readout from a USDA briefing with congressional staff. The sum represents about 15% of the USDA's total workforce. President Donald Trump's administration has offered federal employees several months of pay and benefits if they opt to leave their jobs as part of his effort to shrink the federal workforce. The numbers could rise over the next months because employees over 40 were given more time to decide whether to leave or not. A USDA spokesperson confirmed the total number of staff departures and said Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is working to make the agency more efficient. Rollins has exempted 53 position classifications from the ongoing federal hiring freeze, including wildland firefighters, veterinarians, and food safety inspectors to ensure critical agency functions continue. There were 84 ransomware attacks against the food and ag sectors during the first 3 months of 2025, more than twice the number of intrusions during the same period last year. According to a report from the Food and Ag ISAC, more than three-quarters of the intrusions were recorded in January and February, with ransomware already accounting for 53% of all cyber attacks against the industry during the quarter. The report said attacks against food and agricultural organizations have ramped up since the fourth quarter of last year due to the CLOP hack of Clio file sharing software, as well as persistent targeting of the Akira and Ransom Hub ransomware gangs. It also noted the elevated prevalence of outdated industrial control systems, which significantly increases the vulnerability in the sectors. Food and Ag ISAC Director of Cyber Information Sharing Jonathan Bradley added that the issue is compounded by inadequate threat visibility. Agricultural economists are growing even more pessimistic as the latest Ag Economist Monthly Monitor shows the majority are concerned President Donald Trump's tough stance on trade could push agriculture deeper into a recession while also giving Brazil more of a competitive edge. As one economist stated, the stakes are high, and the key is whether Trump's policies push ag deeper into a recession and if U.S. agriculture can survive without China. This month, 72% of those surveyed say the row crop side of agriculture is in a recession, up from 62% last month. 82% of economists also think this could force more consolidation in agriculture. In the survey, 42% of economists said the current state of the ag economy is somewhat worse than a month ago, while 26% said it's unchanged. But when you compare outlooks to a year ago, 58% of economists responded the ag economy is somewhat worse. House leaders are delaying a planned Ag Committee markup that was tentatively set for this week as big issues remain for the GOP's massive domestic policy bill. That, according to two Republicans, granted anonymity to relay the decision ahead of an official announcement. Reports show the meeting had been expected on May 7th or 8th, but is now likely to push into next week. It's the second mega bill markup that Republican leaders have delayed in the past few days. The Energy and Commerce Committee also pushed back its own planned meeting alongside the Tax Writing Ways and Means panel. Republicans are counting on agriculture and energy and commerce to find the bulk of the spending cuts that they are relying on to finance the GOP's planned tax cuts. The ag panel is still dealing with several serious issues, from members raising concerns over deep cuts across the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. That's been a look at your ag news on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.